Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Amazon is to launch in Southeast Asia. Tencent has signed a deal to encourage user-generated content in Thailand. And new research demonstrates the need for a fine balance in influencer marketing. Amazon is this year due to open in Singapore, putting it head-to-head with the Alibaba-owned Lazada in Southeast Asia. The launch is expected to take place in the first quarter of 2017, and Amazon is currently hiring staff and acquiring trucks and other logistical equipment, but has been forecast to struggle in the ASEAN region due to the poor existing infrastructure. In order to prepare for the arrival of the US retailer, Lazada has begun expanding its delivery network across the region and looking to move further into online grocery shopping. It's also been revealed that Alibaba has acquired companies to shorten the learning curve and enable Lazada to grow faster. Lazada CEO Maximilian Bittner commented on the upcoming competition from Amazon, saying that he is looking forward to seeing how they will differentiate themselves in a market which he referred to as a jungle. The Chinese internet and social media giant Tencent has signed a deal with the online book and magazine startup Ookbee. The deal will pave the way for the startup to launch Ookbee U, which will promote user content across Southeast Asia, after first launching in Thailand. Ookbee's CEO said that whilst the company used to compete with traditional bookstores, this new company idea is more flexible. The aim of the new venture is to offer over 1 million pieces of content of almost any format for users. For Tencent, the deal represents the potential for the first successful move into Thailand after struggling in the market with its flagship messaging app, WeChat. A survey has shown that influencer marketing is highly successful amongst women, but too many sponsored posts can have a negative effect. The research was undertaken by the influencer platform Bloglovin and found that over a third of women in its global user base have, at some point, unfollowed an influencer due to overposting. It was also found that two-thirds of women felt that a sponsored post, which didn't appear to be genuine, would discourage them from engaging with it. However, the survey also backed up evidence suggesting that influencer marketing can be very powerful after 54% of respondents said that an influencer's post had directly made them purchase that product, whilst 45% had followed a brand they had seen on an influencer's page. A second study also looked at which were the most effective social media platforms for female internet users to engage with influencer posts. This found that 57% of respondents on Facebook engaged with sponsored posts, followed by Instagram and Pinterest. Search giant Baidu and the fast food restaurant KFC have signed a deal to invest in so-called smart restaurants. The two companies will work together to create a system that can recommend food orders based on customer information. Facial recognition scanners will attempt to find out a customer's age, gender, and even their mood before recommending suitable food accordingly. Repeat customers will also have past orders taken into account before the recommendations are made. The first new examples will launch in Beijing to begin with, where restaurants already offer augmented reality games. This isn't the first time two brands have worked together after unveiling a customer service robot in Shanghai. And finally, print ads have been shown to be considered a more trustworthy source of information than online content. A survey by the GPRA in Germany found that whilst 54% of people trusted print information, only 51% said the same of online information from sources such as a company's website or social media page. However, both were less trusted than personal recommendations for sources of information, with 84% of respondents saying that they felt they could rely on it. This data from Germany shows the high potential of good print advertising and brand websites over user comments or online reporting such as blogs. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. I'll see you next time.